It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980 as well. Checking out the comments and, of course, taking your calls because it is, after all, a Tell the Truth Monday.
It's Tell the Truth Monday on the Hoffman Show.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Call us now at 301-230-0980 to tell the truth about the Commanders.
You can't handle the truth!
Or hit the comment section at the Team 980 on YouTube.
All right, let's get to it at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Let's go to Craig, but obviously not Craig Hoffman because that's me. I host the show, and I didn't call my own show. Craig, great name. What you got on the Commanders?
Hey, Craig, it's Craig. Hey, man. I know a lot of people were upset about that game. I know a lot of people were upset about the St. Jude play. But I got to tell you, man, I am excited. They played a great game. They could have did better. There were some passes that was missed. But all in all, you're playing a Pittsburgh Steelers defense that is stout. They are aggressive. They got after us yesterday. But we played our tails off yesterday, I feel like. So with that being said, I'm encouraged. I think we go into Philly and beat Philly, just with that encouragement coming. And what I really like about this team right now, Craig, is that they're all together. It's like a brotherhood, like DQ keeps saying. You know, when Jonathan jumped all sides, you know, you've seen them all come together as a team. So, yeah, that's all I got. I'm very encouraged. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. I appreciate it. I will say, Anthony, that sounds weird to say, even though it's his name. His name is my name too. Feels like I'm talking about myself in the third person.
Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah.
Normally I say that like sarcastically about myself, but that was sincere. It was genuine. Look, I think Craig made some great points.
He did indeed, Craig.
And you know, Craig talking about the brotherhood is correct. I will say it's a lot easier to have a brotherhood when things are going really well. If they were to lose two games in 5 days. What does that do to the brotherhood? Does it stick as strongly together? Does it vow to come back stronger? Or is there a crack in the foundation? These are things we hope not to have to find out because that means they lost. But it is something that is worth mentioning. They have bounced back from every piece of adversity this year. They've never really faced extended amounts of it. And that is a testament to them. But it also means that if it happens, we don't know what happens. I also think that they deserve a lot of credit for going out and putting up 27 points on a tough Steelers defense and they did that without, you know, Steelers, by the way, someone made this comment in the chat on the Tell the Truth Monday, that the Steelers were coming off a bye. Steelers off a bye. You're down kind of two starting tackles. I don't know how you want to count it because like you're down your starter and your backup at right tackle. Wiley and Lucas are out. So you have a rookie at left tackle, your fourth string tackle at right tackle, your starting running back isn't there, and you still come out and put up 27 points and are in it until the bitter end. And who knows? If Johnny Newton doesn't jump off sides and they get a stop, maybe there's redemption for Olamide Zaccheaus and he takes a punt back to the house. By the way, they also had a special team snafu. But this is the thing. So did Pittsburgh. They had a dropped, you know, the first touchdown of the game for Washington comes on a three-play, 20-yard drive because Pittsburgh drops a wide-open fake punt. That's football. I think my, like, grand takeaway is that these teams are pretty equal. If they play 10 times, they split it pretty evenly, 5-5. Maybe 4-6 one direction, but good luck predicting which one. And in year one of a rebuild, if you will, for Washington, long term, that's great. In the short term, that's also pretty good. Like, are we going to get to tears tomorrow? I guess we'll try to find space. It's a weird week because of the short week. But here, we'll do part of our NFL tier rankings right now. Washington and Pittsburgh are staying in prime contenders. Like, that's where they started the week. They played each other to a tie, or a not a tie, but they played each other within a point. That's exactly what the tape was. It's not like one team secretly found a way to stay in it and the other team is just lucky to be there. And the other team should have run away with it. Like, they're even. They both belong at the top. That's real.
I think when you look at Washington and how we lost, I think it's fair to say we have glaring holes, glaring needs for the team.
I'm not saying, hold on, let me double click on that. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I don't want to lose this. I don't necessarily disagree, but what do you think that they are? I'm not saying you're wrong, but what are the glaring holes or needs?
So we can't stop the run.
The longest carry they had was 12 yards yesterday. They averaged 3.7 a carry. They gave up 140 yards on 43 carries. That's pretty good.
I think over time, though, as the game went on, they had a little bit more success. I think early in the game, we were able to stifle some of their runs. Najee, he ended up getting knocked out the game. But when he was back there, he had himself a bit of a day. I think Warren and
he averaged 2.7 a carry.
Warren and Patterson.
Patterson didn't do anything. Warren had a good game. Warren's a good player, by the way. Oh my God, that dude has pop.
Yeah.
But his longest carry was like 12, and he averaged like, I think, high threes, low fours.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually not. Now, look, I'm scared about Philly because some of the carries that Warren takes for 8 can turn into 80 for Saquon because he's Saquon. But that's against everybody. Like, there's no way that you can come out of that game. I'm sorry. You cannot come out of that game yesterday and be like, oh, my God, the Commanders against the run. Pittsburgh ran the ball. It was, 43 times. 43 times for 140 yards. That is 3.3 a carry. The longest was 12. Jaylen Warren had a 12-yarder. Najee Harris had an 11-yarder. Basically, every other carry in the game was single digits. Not that giving up 7 on a regular basis is good, but they clearly weren't. The average was 3.3. Patterson had 3 carries for 14 yards.
In the second half, what did they lean on, though, Craig?
Well, just because they kept running.
When it was time for them to sustain, you know, drives, go score, when Warren fumbled on the 1-yard line, prior to that, they had run 14 plays, taking off 7 minutes of clock, just because they were running, converting on third down. And that's also another thing. We could not get off the field on third down. 7-for-16, unacceptable. When they had to score, they went to their bread and butter, and we had no answer for it.
See, I don't know that I agree with that. The thing they went to was go balls to down the field, and they missed on a lot of them, and then they hit a couple of them and got it. So here's that drive. I have the whole drive written down. First play, smoke screen to George Pickens. Should have been a face mask. They should have been inside their own 5-yard line.
Yep.
So they get away with it there. Warren for 5 on second down. It's 3rd and 1, and what do they go to? Do they run it for a first down, Anthony?
I think maybe.
Maybe not. Slant, Pickens on Sainer still. Next, Harris for 3. Harris for 6. 3rd and 1. They get the stuff. Should have been a fumble. Instead, Warren gets 4 yards on the next play. I guess they went for it on 4th down. Do I have that right? Or did I miss a play? But that's the one where Johnny Newton comes up with the football.
Yeah.
Let's see. The fumble drive. Let me look it up on here. Yeah. Pickens, 12 yards. Sainer still. Harris for 3. Harris for 6. Harris stuffed. No gain. Warren gets 4 yards on 4th down. So on that drive, you've already got a missed face mask penalty. You should have had a fumble where, for some godforsaken reason, New York was like, all right, sorry, Dan, you can't challenge it. Yep. When it was very clearly a fumble that Newton recovered. They get a 4th down conversion. They have a screen that goes incomplete. And then Russell Wilson hits George Pickens on an absolutely insane fade ball down the sideline.
Yeah, that was tough.
Like, one of the throws of the year. That ball is within a 0.5 yard of the sideline, and Pickens comes down with it.
It kind of looks like the Terry catch.
Yes. Also one of the throws of the year. And then they go Warren for 5, Warren for 3, 3rd and 2, Warren gets 10. So that's, yeah, okay, we got a bad run there. Warren for 3, and then Shin forces, or Kwon forces the fumble.
Yeah.
So the biggest plays on that drive were George Pickens slant, George Pickens fade. I don't think the run defense is the problem there. It's big pass plays in big spots. And sure, big run plays. I'll give you some of those. You give up, it's 4th and 1, you give up 4. That's not ideal.
I'm more so just thinking about when we say we're in the playoffs, we'll have Green Bay, great running team. We'll have the Lions, great running team. We'll have possibly the Eagles, great sure. running team. I'm looking at those teams and seeing what they do best and see how we combat that kind of stuff. So that's the only thing I was saying because, again, when Pittsburgh needed to come back, yes, you had the big plays to Pickens down the field, the go balls. I think that's a result of us being up and having those opportunities on the outside.
I think that's a result of that's the way Pittsburgh plays.
Yeah, that too.
They're an extremely high variance team that doesn't really have a pass game outside of Russ throwing deep.
Yeah.
And that's what bothered me about the call at the end with St. Juice.
Leave him on an island.
Is like, what, we know that's what they want to do. And yet this is where we live. Why are we living on their island? I want to live on my own island. And yeah, like, is Detroit, would Detroit run on this team? Yeah, Detroit runs on everybody. And the question is, like, can you make enough stops, enough plays? And, like, the Commanders had a ton of run stuffs in this game. They have to then follow it up with finishing.
Yeah.
But there's also, this is also a game where they don't get the typical support from their offense. There might have been more drives in the first quarter than there are were in some entire games for them this year. So it was a weird game. One that I think both sides played well. One that I think if you want to be encouraged, you can take stuff out of. One that if you want to be discouraged, I think you can take stuff out of. But I do think saying like the run defense, I don't believe that that is one of the glaring holes on this team at this point. They held a team that runs the mess out of the ball to under 3.5 yards a carry. So perhaps we can revisit some of your other glaring holes, but... The notes in the film don't lie. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, take some more of your calls on the Tell the Truth Monday before Michael Phillips joins us at 5.